And good morning and welcome to today's Pride Report here on 97.5 FM, WK Country. I'm Mike Harbit. Thanks for joining us. Pride Report brought to you by Nevada Regional Medical Center and 97.5 FM, WK Country. And we have a guest on today. We haven't talked to you for a little while, but we're going to get a little catch up on what's been going on at NRMC. And Jennifer Eaton is, as always, with us to tell us who that's going to be today.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. Hi. I brought back with me this morning Jason McCormick. And we're going to do another NRMC update. What's been going on at NRMC?
Well, Jason's been a little while, so it's good to have you back. Appreciate you coming in.
Oh, it's always exciting to be on the show, Mike. Thank you.
And you've brought a special guest with you today. Tell us about her.
Yeah, so I'm excited to have my wife join me here in Nevada. And it's just really special to be able to do that. So she's got a couple of things to say.
All right. So, Lily, welcome to the program.
Why, thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here. And it's really been great to get to know some of the people there at NRMC and just spend time with my husband. We've been kind of doing things remote for a while, and so it's great to be here and to be part of the community.
Yeah, I know. You know, obviously, Jason travels back and forth from Colorado. How much time do you get to spend here in Nevada?
Well, I am going to make this permanent, so we're moving over. So,
There's some news.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
All right, very good. Well, so are you house hunting, or has that been accomplished then?
Nope, we're looking for something to move into for sure.
All right, well, very good. Well, early welcome to the neighborhood then.
Well, thank you.
All right, we'll look forward to seeing you around town. All right. Jason, let's talk about what's been going on. We haven't talked to you for a while, and again, I think the last time, obviously, we visited was before the election we're going to revisit here, certainly. So, but we'll get to that here in a bit. But right now, how are things going at NRMC?
Well, we're having a typical summer. You know, the community goes on vacation, the doctors go on vacation, so patient volumes are a little light in the summertime, and that's pretty typical. We have a very old building. Mm-hmm. You know, our south tower was built in 1970, and that air conditioning unit is, you know, 50 years old. And so it's a little worn and showing some struggles there. It had some circuits go out and things of that nature. And so we did cut back on our census on our senior inpatient psych unit over the course of the summer. We'll get that back to normal here in September, but just trying to make sure that we have comfortable accommodations and the safety for our inpatients.
I think we're all struggling to keep up with our buildings and need.
Yeah, very typical. You know, and we did have a setback in our orthopedic clinic earlier this spring, and we're very excited. We've been fortunate to be able to recruit a Jonathan Grantham, to join us. He'll be here in September. Dr. Hubbard will be doing a few days a month as well, and so we're seeing just the relaunching or moving forward with reestablishing the services, but expanding them significantly over the course of this winter. We're going to have a much stronger orthopedic program going forward.
I know, and Jennifer mentioned that in a prior program. Those were big gets for you, right?
Yeah. You know, they're very interested. You know, doctors don't typically like working for big healthcare systems, and we're a small regional hospital, and we have an absolutely, you know, incredible culture and environment, dedicated people at the hospital, and they really connected well with our culture, and they want to be a part of it.
All right. And then you got one little note here about school getting back in session. How does that relate to healthcare?
Well, so in healthcare, we, you know, having people come back home and the doctors be here and people back in the community, but you know, if it weren't for, you know, the school systems, that brings a lot of business into the clinic.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So we expect that, you know, NowCare and some other places will pick up here, but just some calmer times. And I'd, you know, really like to give a shout out. My wife is a former teacher, and, mm-hmm. you know, we thank them for their service. It takes a big heart and commitment to purpose to be a teacher.
Yeah, as is mine. So, yeah, so I get it. Obviously athletics are getting underway, so orthopedic may pick up a little bit. Hopefully not, but they're there and available. All right, so we talked about that. I'm sure there's some new things. I know you're always in your office working on looking forward, looking to the future. So what's new?
So, you know, throughout the campaign, we were talking quite a bit about the age of the building. And, you know, that remains very true. It's very much compromised. And fortunately, there are some grant funds that have come available from the National Rural Healthcare Transformation Program in the state of Missouri. The program is called Torch Cares. And we did apply for a grant, $2.5 million, to do an energy efficiency program. And we've been awarded that, and we're excited to kick that work off. So we'll be working on our air conditioning systems, heating systems, caulking windows, doors, replacing lights, some things of that nature to reduce energy costs, but also to upgrade those systems so that they're reliable and so that we can more effectively manage temperatures like in the OR and in the lab areas. And so the board has approved for us to do the second part. We applied for half of that grant, and the board has agreed to finance the second half of that $2.2 million to do the full project. So it's about a $4.7 million project in total. So we're excited for that, and that will happen over the course of the fall and the winter. And then there's an application we're submitting this week with regards to the second portion of that same program. It's for strategic service line enhancements. And with the orthopedic program growing and expanding, we would like to renovate the space right across from the lab, right across from diagnostic imaging there to expand that clinic. We'll be doing some work over at Nevada Medical Clinic and possibly some flooring up on the second floor, things of that nature. So that we're applying for about a total of about $4 million, $3.5 to $4 million there. It may include an MRI, an ultrasound machine, and some diagnostic imaging equipment. So a very integrated clinic expansion program is what it's about. So we're excited about that. And these programs address some critical conditions in our aging infrastructure, and this amount, $4 million, mm-hmm. is really a drop in the bucket, mm-hmm. compared to a building that's 50 years old. You know, our newest building is 20 years old, so it's not going to go very far, but it will help us to address some very critical issues.
All right. So let's talk about the campaign that obviously was a while back now. Seems like a while back anyway. But obviously did not go the way you had hoped. But I know you learned a lot out of that. So what work is being done to address that topic now brought up by the campaign from this past spring?
So, you know, Mike, you know, I would say the campaign was first and foremost about having a conversation with the community about what they expect from their local healthcare system, and what do we need to fix, and you know, who do they want to own the hospital, and what are they willing to do to support it, and so it was never really about achieving something. It was about deciding how do we move it forward to make it more secure. And I am very pleased with the conversations that were had with a lot of people, the feedback that we received, and it was noted. And we continue to work down through those issues. We want to address all of the community's issues. So one of the issues that came up was collaboration. Community wanted to know, what are we doing to collaborate to strengthen ourselves financially as well as operationally? And so we shared during the campaign that there are many ways we collaborate, but an opportunity came up this spring to work with an organization has formed of all of the independent rural hospitals across Missouri, and we have applied to be a part of that. It is called the Show Me High Value Network. It is a clinically integrated network. We'll be able to work with them on a variety of things that impact population health, quality of patient care, also contracting services, costs, just a tremendous opportunity to work with, I think, upwards of 32 independent rural hospitals across mm-hmm. the state. And the next thing is there's an independent committee has formed, Dr. Lovinger and a variety of other prominent individuals from the community representing key employer groups have come together, and they're doing a research initiative that will result in a white paper that will come out this spring. And so I was invited this past month to attend and to discuss with them what is the history of the buildings on the campus, what is the current need, what is the future need, what is needed in the next 10, 20, and 50 years. And so we talked about that. And you know, what we discover there is that over the years, starting in 1935, the community built the first building. And then there was one in 1950, and then one in 1970. The OR was built in the 1990s, and then the most recent one in 2005. And so about every 20 to 30 years, the community is invested in a new building. And that remains true. Healthcare continues to grow and expand, and we need more services, and we need to update things. And so we've talked about that. What does that look like? Looking forward to that group finishing their research. They are inviting Nate Blackford from the Missouri Hospital Association to come down. They're inviting other CEOs of healthcare systems, variety of people to come in and to discuss with them the questions that they have developed about what is healthcare in Vernon County, what is the future of healthcare in Vernon County, and then they'll publish a white paper on that.
All right. So what about, I know patient care was also a big topic for you.
It is, very much so. It's very personal to me. It's the reason why I got into healthcare. What I saw happen with both my mother and my father being entrepreneurs in small rural communities. And in order to be successful, you know, I said throughout the campaign or throughout the time of this turnaround that we're not here to focus on improving financial performance. Financial performance is the reward or result of providing quality and compassionate patient care, and that's what we focused on and continue to focus on. I wouldn't say that we've arrived someplace. There's still a lot of room for improvement in our customer service, but also in terms of the accuracy of the medicine that we provide. And so I'm very much committed as we continue to move forward to strengthening patient safety, strengthening customer service, and a variety of things. You continue to see that. It has been, will continue to be as we move forward to be an important principle or important initiative of mine. So I'm looking forward to here this fall and this winter coming out with some enhanced patient safety audits and some tools to ensure that we're monitoring and that we're evaluating and we're improving the quality of care. But I think the biggest improvements that that the community could see is that we're able to recruit additional members to our team, physicians, nurses, techs, due to the better culture that we have. And healthcare is delivered by people, and quality comes from people. And as we have better people, as we have better programs, better technology, better getting a new MRI in this new grant program, we are very much focused, the board, the medical staff, leadership, on improving the quality of patient care at NRMC.
All right. So again, that was one quick one here. And before we go back to Jennifer, and of course, you did this in April. You have to wait 2 years before bringing it up again for the hospital district proposal. Is it your plan to bring that up again when that 2 years expires?
Generally, I would say yes, but there are many directions that we could go. We're anxious to see what the white paper comes out as. We're anxious to engage with community, continue to talk with them about what do they want to see happen. I mean, there are many options. We heard what the community said, and I think what was the most important message that was said is they don't like a property tax. they much prefer a sales tax, and if a sales tax is easier done as a municipal hospital, then we could stay a municipal hospital. So all I can commit to right now is that we heard what the community had to say. We are working on those issues. We've engaged a team is engaged. We didn't engage them. We're glad to see them come forward. But we want to continue the conversation. We want to continue to explain what is the need for our campus, for our buildings, and that going forward. You know, we're doing okay financially. We're going to report easily a $2.5 million bottom line for the previous fiscal year. But I said during the campaign and continue to say, our greatest weakness at this point is an aging infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get some money from these grants, but it's a drop in the bucket. We need to build a new building sometime in the next 5 years. And to do that, we're going to need to borrow a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean for the city? What does that mean for the hospital? What does that mean for the community? Those are the questions we're asking and want to engage the community to answer.
Yeah, there's a good part of that building. It's almost 100 years old on that west side there.
Very much so.
All right, very good. Jason, we'll get back to you in a second as well as Lily. But we want to bring Jennifer back in, who's been patiently waiting, to tell us about what's going on in her neighborhood. Because you've got a couple of events coming up, including a big fundraiser later this month.
Yeah, so first and foremost, our next community blood drive will be on Thursday, September 24th. That is from noon to 6 p.m., and we hold that in partnership with Community Blood Center of the Ozarks up in our mezzanine conference room. So interested donors can visit their website, cbco.org, or watch our Facebook page, Nevada Regional Medical Center Facebook page, for details on how they can get signed up. Usually they have some type of gift or something for donors that participate. And just a reminder that they do accept walk-ins. While they prefer, obviously, a scheduled appointment, we'll get you in and out a little quicker. Walk-ins are always welcome. So again, Thursday, September 24th, noon to 6 p.m. And then, of course, our ever-popular Foundation Designer Purse Bingo. It is pretty much, at this point, a sold-out event. So if those ladies were lucky enough to snag a ticket, just a reminder that that is on Sunday, September 27th. And we do that at the Elks Bingo Hall. And just a reminder, you know, because we are the Foundation and we are raising funds, that all of the funds that we raise from our events, so the Purse Bingo, golf tournament, other things that we do go back into patient care and services at NRMC and any of our clinics.
Right. So very good. Yeah, we're recording this several days before this is actually airing. So yeah, probably getting, if not very close to a sold out status on that. If by chance you are sold out, there are other ways that people can help, though, right?
Yeah. So we are always seeking purses, whether they are new or gently loved. You know, maybe somebody, you bought a purse and you wore it for a week or so and decided it wasn't really your thing, but you still got it in your closet. We do accept gently loved as well. Gift baskets, gift cards. We did a mini purse grab last year that I think we had 20 of those that were stuffed with various amounts of gift cards, mm-hmm. and we were sold out in about 10 minutes. So my goal is to have closer to 50 of those to stuff this year. And so, yeah, if a business or an individual would like to help, please give me a call, 417-448-3710.
All right, very good. I'll talk to you about it afterwards, but we'll put a couple of big deal certificates in there for you. How about that? All right, so we'll look forward to that. Jennifer, thank you very much. Jennifer Eaton, again, from NRMC, Foundation Director, along with being an administrative, what's the official title in Jason's office for you? Second in charge. Yes. Well, Jennifer, thank you. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you.
And Jason, again, appreciate you joining us. It's been a little while. Appreciate coming back and getting the update today. Very informative. And I look forward to seeing you again in the future.
Always a pleasure to be here.
All right. And Lee, again, thanks for coming. And welcome to Nevada. Look forward to that full-time move.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. That's today's Pride Report, brought to you by Nevada Regional Medical Center. Back 2 weeks from today, just after ABC News at 8 a.m. Until then, I'm Mike Harbit. Thanks for joining us.